Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, welcome back to CBS Sports Radio. I'm Vince Quinn here with you, and joining me to talk about just the craziest game on the NFL schedule this week, and one of the craziest games of the NFL season, is Jay Feely, who's doing the game for CBS on Tuesday. Jay, welcome.
Thanks, Vince. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's been a crazy week. Didn't know if we're going to have this game. Still hopeful that we do. You know, every day you're just kind of waiting and seeing, you know, if there's any more positive tests, but hopefully right now, cross our fingers, we'll have a game.
Well, yeah, and obviously this whole thing really comes down to Tennessee and whether or not they have any more cases, and I guess for the people who haven't been following this too closely, like, what has the situation been for the Titans over these past couple of weeks, and what's the roster actually going to look like on Tuesday?
Well, it's a good question, and it's a question I don't have the answers to. You know, there's 12 players, 10 coaches that have tested positive, and as of right now, today was the first day the Titans were back in their facility, having practice, being able to have meetings, actually able to do anything. So really, you're almost 2 weeks, you know, without any practice, without any in-person meetings. They've been doing Zoom meetings. Their game last week was canceled and postponed. So, you know, it's been a whirlwind, certainly for them, trying to figure out exactly how to do that, how to function. They don't know which players will end up not being on the COVID list, if they can get anybody off of that list. And they don't know who's going to play. So there's a lot of uncertainties on both sides of the ball.
And what happens on the coaching aspect of this, right? Like, when you have coaches that might not be around, are they going to be in the booth? Are they going to have to be home? Like, how does that all work? How's that going to play out on game day, you think?
I assume if you've tested positive and you haven't cleared, that you won't be there. Mm-hmm. They don't want you anywhere near anybody. So, you know, whether it's a player, coach, you know, if you aren't cleared, you're home and you're quarantined. You know, and it's just a matter of, you know, you're going to hear the coach speak, like, we just got to go out and do our job. It doesn't matter who's there. Our job is to go out and win. And that's true. But it's certainly harder when your top two receivers two of your top receivers on offense aren't there, and two of your top defensive linemen aren't there, and your nickel cornerback. I mean, you know, you can go on and on with the Titans and the guys who are impacted with this.
Well, yeah, and obviously part of the thing that makes this all crazy is, again, you're doing the game on a Tuesday. Like, what do you think that does for really both of these teams, the fact that your schedule is set off like that, going to an extra day or two of waiting?
Yeah, there's probably positive and negative on both sides. You have guys that were injured, a guy like A.J. Brown for the Titans. You know, you look at Tre'Davious White for the Bills, and they were injured coming in. So this gives them a couple extra days to heal up, you know, but when you sit there and you think about this week and how different it is, and really this whole season, the teams who are able to handle all the inconsistencies, all the changes, all the things that are different from normal, you know, and NFL life is very regimented. Every Wednesday is the same. Thursday is the same. Fridays, you know, a quick walkthrough, you know, so you're used to the schedule And when it gets thrown off, that's tough, and you have to adjust. And I think the teams are able to adjust the best, so the teams are going to win.
Yeah, so we're talking with Jay Feely, who's going to be calling the game on Tuesday with Tom McCarthy. And let me ask you this, Jay. Like, obviously for the teams, they are making these adjustments. But for you guys, you usually have a pretty set schedule as well, right? Like, what is it? What is this like for you and Tom and everybody with CBS that has to change how you're doing this whole thing?
Well, I flew out Thursday. Unfortunately, I got on my flight about an hour before we found out that the game got moved to Tuesday.
Man.
So I've been in Nashville for a while here. So I'm just kind of chilling, watching a lot of film and doing a lot of workouts and hanging out, you know, not really doing anything. Because that's really, this year is really about, you're not really going out. You're not doing anything. You're not having meals with your crew. You're not doing all the normal things that you would do for a game because you're trying to stay safe. And we're all testing every week. And it's just a different year, and you just have to understand that. You know, this week I'll do a game Tuesday night. I'll fly home Wednesday, and then Thursday I'll fly to Denver for my next game. So that's kind of the way it is this year.
Wow. Now, have you ever been, because I know there's been certain times in NFL history where it's happened. Like, I'm an Eagles guy. They played a Tuesday night game a long time ago. Have you ever been associated with a Tuesday game in any way?
Never played a Tuesday game. You know, I did a lot of college football prior to doing the NFL, so I did a lot of Maction. And, you know, the MAC has Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday games. So I'm kind of used to it from that standpoint. I've done a couple like that, but certainly not in the NFL.
So what do you think happens here? You know, you're getting ready to the game. For you, you've been sitting in a hotel in Nashville since Thursday. So what happens if you hear the news that another Titan tests positive? How does that all go?
Well, I don't know. Then we'll probably hop on a flight and go home and get ready for the Denver game.
So let's do this then. We're talking with Jay Feely. He's going to be doing the game. It's Bills Titans. Let's talk about the Bills. Like, what do you think of the Bills so far into the season?
I couldn't be more impressed with them. You know, when you look at the strides that Josh Allen has made this year, it's unbelievable. I looked at something today, and it went through expected point values and went through expected completion percentages, and then what each player has done, and nobody's had even close to the leap that Josh Allen has had this year. And they've really done a really good job game by game. Brian Daboll, the offense coordinator, had of changing things up. You know, you look at week one, and really it was similar to the 2019 game plans. Then week two against Miami, they go out and they play press man, so they're crossing routes all day long. And Josh Allen showed touch that he hasn't shown, you know, in his career in the NFL, and they just lit him up. And then, you know, they go out and they play the Rams, and they score 28 points. They get up big early. And he's doing everything. He's running the ball. He's throwing the ball. You know, and when he's on and he doesn't turn the ball over and he has the threat of his ability to run the ball as well as he's been throwing the ball, they're tough to beat. And I think the scary thing for teams that are playing the Bills is their defense hasn't been great yet. This defense has been top three the last couple of years. You know, and they haven't been great yet, and they have everybody back. And so as they start to figure it out defensively, they're going to be a really tough team to beat.
Yeah, I mean, they're 4-0, one of the few teams in the league that's 4-0 right now. And
so six teams are undefeated right now.
Yeah, so I shouldn't say a few. Six teams is a lot, I guess.
We got two of them on Tuesday night. That'll be fun.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So when you're looking at the actual X's and O's then, we're getting all the thing with COVID and stuff, and we're throwing that all out the window, just looking at the teams that are going to be on the field on Tuesday, what are you looking at for matchups, X's and O's? How do you think that plays out?
Well, I think if you're the Titans, you're thinking, you know, we want to run Derrick Henry as much as possible. You know, we want to shorten this game. We want to do what we do best, which is run the ball, hit play action shots off of it. You know, their top three receivers, you don't know if A.J. Brown's going to play. He's been banged up. Adam Humphries, Corey Davis are both on the COVID list. You don't think they're going to play. You know, so they could have issues, obviously, throwing the ball. So you want to run the ball. Well, Tremaine Edmonds is the best linebacker for the Bills. He's the kind of the linchpin to that defense, as well as their two safeties and Poyer and Micah Hyde. But Tremaine Edmonds has been beat up this year. They have not tackled well the Bills' defense. And so that's the key matchup I'm looking at. Derrick Henry against Tremaine Edmonds and how they're able to contain Derrick Henry.
So one of the other things I've got to ask you about, we're talking with Jay Feely, and Jay, obviously you were a kicker in the NFL, and I got to tell you, every time I've been watching a game, and like I'm trying to watch as many games as I can each week, I feel like there's a lot of guys missing kicks. Have you noticed a difference in kicking this year at all?
So week one was the worst week one since 1983. I pointed back to the fact that I didn't have any preseason games. You know, you can try to put yourself in stressful situations that simulate game-like situations as much as you want in practice, but nothing does as much as actually going in a game and practice it. And I think that played out. When you look at weeks 2, 3, and 4, they're back up to normal percentages the last 2 years. Guys were making kicks, and really it was just that first week that guys struggled.
Okay, so let me ask you about this. Is from the rest of the league, you know, as we've now been a quarter way through the season, are there any other teams, people that have really stood out to you so far?
Well, when you look at Russell Wilson, how well he's playing in Seattle. You look at Aaron Rodgers, how well he's playing in Green Bay. Obviously, the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, you know, that's to be expected. You know, but the Buffalo Bills are really probably the surprise team because of the leap that Josh Allen has taken, how well he's playing, vaulting himself into the MVP race. You know, I think that's probably the biggest surprise of anybody.
And last question for you, Jay, is obviously this week, Bill O'Brien got fired from the Houston Texans, and what do you make of that situation?
Well, you know, I think anytime somebody gets fired, I don't like that. I don't revel in that. You know, I've been there myself, so I know what it's like to get fired. And, you know, you got to go home, your family, your kids. There's ramifications that certainly go beyond football. I don't think it helped him when he traded his best receiver in DeAndre Hopkins, and he's lighting it up in Arizona. You know, that doesn't help you when you're the GM and you're the head coach. So they got a lot of issues, but they got a lot of talent on the team, and I think they'll turn it around. I think Romeo will do a good job.
All right, well, Jay Feely, thanks for taking a couple of minutes. He's going to be calling the game on Tuesday with Tom McCarthy on CBS for Bills Titans. Jay, thanks so much, man.
My pleasure. Good to talk to you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.